of great euphoria. Euphoria means joy and exhilaration was created in the stadium. And I was just thinking about it, that isn't that what happens also in Sadhu Sangha? We come together and we all chant enthusiastically for Radha Madan Mohan. We chant and we scream and we go up and down. And Gaura Hari, I noticed his hand was like this all the time. A certain euphoria was there. And then others joined in this. And a certain consciousness was created. I believe this this experience of seeing how your consciousness is lifted up in the association is really the original festival, and all other festivals like maybe football festival or rock and roll festival or just folklore festival, which are celebrated when the spring comes into the country or when you can harvest the crop. All this is really a reflection of this original motive where people come together with the desire that their consciousness is lifted out of the troubles and worries of ordinary life, and that we can connect with Krishna. And I think that is what many of us are experiencing, and that's why the atmosphere is so nice. And you know, we can almost measure it because I'm sitting right over the temple room. And I can see by the intensity of the kirtan, it's really the consciousness is raising. And each day my chair is a little bit more above the ground, you know. Soon I'm floating under the ceiling. It is because the consciousness of all of you is just rising. Obviously, I'm not levitating. I'm just giving an analogy. But maybe our chair is not levitating, but our consciousness is certainly levitating. It is coming above our ordinary consciousness. This happens provided and only if we don't have anchors. Many of you have still some anchors. That is, your daily worries, your ahammameti, your problems pull you on the material platform. Yes, it is true that these things which you are concerned about need to be taken care of. But when you enter the festival of devotees, leave that. Leave your anchor. Lift the anchor and allow how your consciousness just... which is in connection with the group consciousness, or as I said in the first evening, the group mind, huh? Allow this to happen, that it is raised or elevated to the level of Krishna consciousness. And I just wanted to say this because it is so obvious, and it is a very nice experience for my own Krishna conscious life. I'm beginning to become blissful, you know. Hare Krishna. All right, today I have a very important message to all of you. It's not my message, it's from the Bhagavatam. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Dana Vallava Giri Varadadi Gopi Dana Vallava
Gopidana Vallava Girivarat Dadi. Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tida Vanachari. Yamuna Tida Vanachari. Nidhaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihaji. Nidhaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Hidaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan. Radha Madan Mohan Siddhadhe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Arbo. Hare Krishna. Yesterday we received news from Iran, from Persia. The devotees are watching Mayapur TV broadcast of the Sangamela festival in Iran, in Persia. So we want to greet our Persian brothers and sisters, those devotees from that country who watch this. And I became aware that most probably many more countries watch and many more devotees watch. So Yes, we. Please make plans for next year to come. We still have a few standing places here. And now in the morning, it is everyone, our devotees who have done kirtan throughout the night, are most properly a little bit in the horizontal position still, but otherwise, yes, there's many devotees start to come and it will be. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Apanasam Sritim Gauram Jannama Vivasho Grinan Tato sadyo vimucheta Yat bibeti svayam bhayam Apana samsritim gauram Yannama vivasho grinan Tata satyo vimucheta Yat bibeti svayam bhayam Apana sangsritim gauram Jannama vivasho grinan Tata sadyo vimucheta Yat bibeti svayam bhayam Apana Being entangled Samsritim In the hurdle of birth and death Gauram Too complicated Yad, what? Nama, the absolute name. Vivashaha, unconsciously. Grinan, chanting. Tataha, from that. Satyaha, at once. Vimucheta, gets freedom. Yat, that which Vibheti fears Svayam personally Payam fear itself. Translation. Living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified. Let us understand this verse. So it speaks of an entanglement in the meshes of birth and death. Meshes refers to a net, you know, and in the net, there are these knots which connect the different ropes within the net together so that it can catch someone. So it really says, those of us who are caught in the net of birth and death, like fishes who are caught in the midst of the ocean, can be freed from this net by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna. The name has this potency. It cuts the living entity from being caught within the net of samsara. Purport. Vasudeva or Lord Krishna, the Absolute Personality of Godhead, is the supreme controller of everything. There's no one in creation who's not afraid of the rage of the Almighty. Everyone is afraid of God. Great asuras like Ravan, Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa, and others who were very powerful living entities were all killed by the personality of Godhead. Now the Almighty Vasudev has empowered his name with the powers of his personal self. Just please watch carefully Prabhupada's writing here and his logic. He is describing how the Lord has so much power that even the most powerful beings are afraid. Now he says that power, the Lord, which the Lord has, he has given to his name. Here, take my power. You are the same as me. And the Almighty Vasudev has empowered his name with the powers of his personal self. Everything is related to him, and everything has its identity in him. You are only a soul, a person, because you are within the Lord's energy of Tatastha Shakti. You are within him. That's why you are. Without being in the Lord, you would be nowhere. You would not be in existence. It is stated herein that the name of Krishna is feared even by fear personified. This indicates that the name of Krishna is non-different from Krishna himself. Therefore, the name of Krishna is as powerful as Lord Krishna himself. There is no difference at all. Anyone, therefore, can take advantage of the holy names of Lord Krishna even in the midst of greatest dangers. The transcendental name of Krishna, even though uttered unconsciously or by force of circumstances, can help one obtain freedom from the hurdle. Hurdle is like an obstacle of birth and death. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Brajarine Nivisesa Shunyavadi Bhaskajare Sadarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Jaya Advaita Gadadara Vasadi Gobhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Let us again hear the verse. Living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes, you could also say network, of birth and death, can be freed immediately. Immediately, by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified. Of course, here the Srimad Bhagavatam is concentrating right in the first canto on the main subject of the Bhagavatam. It expresses that because the Lord is all-powerful and has given this power to his holy name, which is therefore identical with him, that anyone who chants the holy names of the Lord can be freedom from the Gora, means very complicated network of birth and death. The Bhagavatam here says this name is feared by fear personified. And with saying this, it already points towards the sixth canto, where this amazing pastime is described. How the greatest of sinners, Ajamil, who was really had a very, very dangerous karmic situation. He had done so much sin and he should really go to the hellish planets. How he chanted unconsciously the name, holy name of the Lord at the moment of his death, and then these most fearful servants of Yamaraj, the god of death, had come to take him to the hellish planets, but they were driven away by the servants of the Lord, the Vishnu Dutas. That means the holy name was victorious over fear personified. The greatest fear for the living entity, and that really is for everyone, is the moment of death, when the hour of truth is there, and the and for some of us, not us, you are all devotees, you are saints, but for the conditioned soul, then these most fearful, horrible creatures, the Yamadutas, come. And but even this fear can be solved by chanting the holy name. So this you can see how the subject of the Bhagavatam, the holy name, is already highlighted in the very first chapter of the work. In fact, it is the Bhagavatam highlights the holy name in the very first verse by saying, Om Namo Bhagavate. That's the name of the Lord, Vasudeva. No? It starts with a name, with Nam Kirtan, and it ends with Nam Kirtan. In the very last verse, it is said, in this age of Kali, the holy name is the highest sadhana which you can do. So chanting the holy name remains the essence of the Bhagavatam's teachings. Last year, we started with the Kirtan course in Radhadesh, and Manu, who is one of the organizers, gave a talk, and he said, he expressed his great happiness that after so many years of the Hare Krishna movement, 40 or 50 years, we are, I think, in our 50s years, now finally we are actually serious thinking about chanting Hare Krishna, and we are making courses, and in Mayapur we have also opened a wonderful, wonderful Kirtan Academy, and there is a plan by the organizers, an amazing plan to start a Kirtan village, make a Kirtan village in Mayapur. It's a great idea. And all over the ISKCON now, there are so many kirtans. In Los Angeles, Madhava just wrote, he's in Los Angeles, they will do today the long kirtan. And we wrote back, at we also here in Goloka Dham, we are with you. We are, or you be with us, you know. it is becoming very much known. But my personal concern, not just me, but many of my God brothers share this concern, is we need to get this right. We need to do it properly. And to give you some inspirations for today and for the day
for the other days, I will try to serve you in just explaining this verse from the Bhagavatam philosophy and highlighting the holy name and so on and how to chant it. Because Prabhupada just once described the chanting of Hare Krishna as an open secret. It's open, everyone can see, everywhere we chant. Yesterday, Ojashvi, we were just finished, and then Ojashvi, who never is finished, started the kirtan, and finally I went to Bhagavad Dharma's house. I looked in the temple room, and there you were all dancing like anything, and the ceiling was going up and down in jubilation, you know. yes, it is understood that chanting is very important, but it is also a secret. It is open. Everyone can join. It's everywhere. It's a secret. It's even a rahasya. Rahasya means a very confidential secret. So we need to explore this a little bit more. There's a lot of more to the chanting than just opening your mouth and singing. Although that is what is visible in the front, there needs to be a lot of work inside so that you can chant in a skillful way, in the right way. And we will talk a little bit about this today in the morning in the light of this great, wonderful day where all over our movement there is emphasis on chanting. Los Angeles, they chant. In China, they chant. Today, it's really, everyone says, let's spread some Sumangalam. Sumangalam means special auspiciousness. And the best way to do that is let's get into chanting in seriousness. We will chant the whole. We will start 10:30, I understand, and then towards the evening we will do kirtan, lila kirtan. We will talk about, we will do kirtan of the pastimes of the Lord, and then I will kidnap you to Vrindavan. A special surprise is waiting for all of you, and then we will stay up all night, up till 1 minute past 12, you know. You have to cross over this time zone with kirtan, and then let's see how long we will chant. But every one of you have to stay in the kirtan. You can up till 1 minute past 12, then you can do what you want. But after that time, we will strongly encourage you to stay and create and make a deep connection with Krishna. For someone who knows that Lord Krishna is, or God, is the highest goal of human existence, a very important question comes up. How can I reach him? It's not enough to just know about a perfection and leave the perfection somewhere on a shelf almost. You have to become perfected. You have to attain the perfection. And so when someone is convinced that to reach God, and I think most people, they will agree to it. It's not just that the devotees in our movement know it. Most people nowadays are very much open to the thing. Yes, God is there, and we must in some way be connected to him. So, but how will you do this in the most effective way? Especially, how will you do it in this age? This is a very special age where things are contaminated. I'm not speaking now only from an ecological perspective, where rivers, air, and the land is contaminated with these heavy toxic waste which our materialistic civilization has produced. No, the mind is also very disturbed. And the World Health Organization has said the greatest problem we face in the coming years is mental illness. It's the people are just too much getting disturbed. It is known. So in this age where objects are contaminated, the world around us is contaminated, and our mind and heart is contaminated, what is the best process to reach the Lord? The Bhagavatam says in the 12th canto, gives an answer to this. It says, Kala doshe nide rajan. This age of Kali is an ocean of faults. The objects are contaminated and the mind is contaminated. That is what it means. The fault is outside and the fault is inside. But there is Kalea dosha nidaya rajan asti heko mahan gunan. But there is asti the eko, one mahan gunan, one very good thing, very good quality. What is that? Kirtanat. Kirtan, and now it's specified, not of Ganesh, not of Kali, not of not Narayan. Kirtanat eva what? Krishnasya. The kirtan of Lord Krishna's name. Eva means certainly. Does two things. Mukta Sangha, it liberates us. That is expressed here from the complicated net of birth and death, and param brajet, you go to the supreme destination. Those who are Vrindavan lovers say yes, param braja, it goes to braj. But let us keep that for other discussions. It brings us to the supreme param destination of human life. This eva, it is proved. And Sugadev makes this point that in this age, meditation will not work because the mind is so contaminated of the people. Going to places of pilgrimages alone will not work because the pilgrimage places are covered in Kali Yuga with Kali things, you know, with Kali influence. And yagyas will not work because people cannot pronounce these very complex, rhythmical, integrated mantras, you know, that they need to be pronounced in a certain way. But kirtan works. Why does it work? Is Sugadev Goswami a sectarian? What is his reason? Let us test him. Sugadev Goswami, you saying this works after saying so many other things don't work. Are you partial to kirtan? Are you a little fanatic for kirtan? What is your reason? Why do you say kirtan works and other things don't work? And Sugadev has an answer to this. Sugadev Goswami is not talking out of some sentiment. No, he's highly realized. He says, because the name is identical with the goal, with Krishna. When you take the name, it has that power where it can clear all the contaminations away. And he gives an example. He says, look at gold. When gold is impure, it's called alloyed, then you want to get, of course, the pure gold. I think 24 carat or what is super pure. I'm not a gold expert, so should not. You want to get pure gold, the most valuable gold. And how do you do this? You bring fire, a very strong energy, to the gold, and it melts the gold, and the gold then separates from the dirt, or the dirt separates from the impurities of the gold, go one direction, and at the end you have pure
the gold there. So in the same way, Krishna's name is like fire. It has that potency of Krishna. It is Krishna's present there. And when that enters the heart, then the impurities go. The best sadhana or process to attain the perfection is that sadhana which purifies the impure heart. Now, what is impure in this heart? It is basically two things, aham and mameti. I am a German, I am a man of wealth and taste for good cultural thing, and I have taste for education. I'm an educated person, and so on. Or I'm a street boy or street girl. You know, simple, straightforward. This is aham. I am, and mameti, these are my concepts, these are my projects, this is my money, this is my interest, and so on. This is what covers the pure soul and makes it impure. In the Brahma Vaivata Purana, it is described that this is a big covering. The analogy has been said that this aham mameti is like a mountain. It's not like a little powder sugar sprinkled over our heart, a little dust or something insignificant which can be just blown away like this. No, it's a mountain. Aham mameti, so strong. The identification with the body and the mind and the is very much. Do you also have aham mameti, or am I the only one here? We know what that is. It's a very strong problem. It's like a mountain growing from the heart. And listen to this. And this mountain is between us and Krishna. This needs to be moved aside. We need to be purified. So do you think this? You will tear down the mountain by some meditation? Om. In some yoga studio? Om. You are a joke. This is you are joking with us. Do you think you will purify this by, I'm going every year to Sridhar Mayapur, I'm with pure soul, please respect me. You are joking. I'm doing yagyas. Oh yes, every Tuesday you will see me at the yagya kund, and so on. You must be joking. How will you get rid of the mountain of aham mameti? You need the Lord to do that, and the Lord is there in His holy name. The Lord will touch your heart, and it will, like fire touches iron, gold, which is impure, and it will just, after some time, it will go. The contaminations will go somewhere, and you will somewhere else. Now, but this is the open part. Prabhupada said it's an open secret. Where is the secret part now? You have, Sachinandan Swami, you have told only half. We want to hear the other half. How do we do this properly? That's the secret. And this, of course, is instructed in the Guru Parampara. There are two books in our parampara, in our line, which are explaining the secret. It's Harinam Chintamani, it's Bhajan Rahasya, and I want to add, it's in the writings of Srila Prabhupada, who has written a lot about the holy name. And as you read his entire work, you will find a wealth of information. I was surprised. We have in Radadesh one thing. It's called not Wikipedia. Is it called Wikipedia? Vanipedia. Like Wikipedia is a internet library of everything which is there to know. I mean, at least that's what they try to fill it up with information on all subjects. So this is Vanipedia. It is instructions on everything which Prabhupada said about the holy name. And if you, the devotees, have done a good amount of research, an international team is working on this, and if you enter that, you will be surprised. Wow, this is what Prabhupada said. Of course, he says, because he is as far as we, his disciples, are concerned, and the members of our movement, the main acharya in this time, or modern times, and he has to explain how to. He will definitely explain how to make the sadhana, that is the process which brings you to the sadhya, the goal, Krishna, how to make this work. And this needs to be instructed by an acharya. You know, in the books, the Sanskrit works will point out of this and give some explanation, but the detailed instruction is given by the founder acharya of a movement and so on the basis of the previous tradition. I would like to encourage all of you to become scientists of the wealth of Srila Prabhupada's gift to the modern world and find out how will the chanting work for you. I think most of us, including myself, are suffering from a lack of aikantyam. We do so many things in our lives. We talk so many things in our life. We have so many, let us say, concerns in our lives. I speak the whole day to devotees in the little room which the Goloka Dham management has given me for that purpose. I'm getting my prasadam because I'm preaching, you know, from morning till night, and I hear so many things are on your mind, so many projects. But if you want to reach perfection, you have to become aikantyam. You need this aikantyam. What is aikantyam, Maharaj? This is a new word. Listen very carefully. At the end of his stay in the material world, Sanatan Goswami wrote a work called Brihat Bhagavatamritam. It is the nectar taken from the Bhagavatam. And there he talks in the second part of his book, which is the major part of his book. He talks about a personality who has reached perfection. His name in this world is Gop Kumar, and in the spiritual world it's Svarup. And this perfected soul now comes back to the world, which he has already left. And he meets one person, one Brahmana, who is practicing Krishna consciousness. And Gop Kumar meets him. It's a person maybe like all of us. This Brahmana is following a sattvic life, means he follows four rules and regulations. He chants a mantra, a powerful mantra, which he has received. And he is wandering around, wanting to find out how he can make the final advancement which he needs to go back to Godhead. He's like this. And he meets Gop Kumar. And Gop Kumar, you must know, he's a perfected soul. He has come from the spiritual world. He looks at him and his eyes are like laser beams. Zhup. I speak now like modern young people. He downloads all the info of that personality onto his, you know, was it Festplatte? How do you say that? Hard drive, you know. And he just understands him. He says he wants to find out, what does this person need to reach perfection? To reach perfection, and he thinks in himself, this person has done everything he needs to do. Indeed, his life is a complete success. All that remains for him to achieve is to now have darshan of the lotus feet of the Lord. And the way this will be accomplished in his life is he needs to become attached not so much to the solitary chanting of the Lord's mantra, that means the japa of this, but to the sankirtan of his names. Let us summarize, because I have not expressed it very clearly. Let me be crystal clear now. If a perfected soul would come here in this room, he would look at you and he would download your life onto his hard drive. I'm saying this because we have many young people here, so I want to also express that I know computer. He would, in other words, analyze your state, your level of advancement. He would also say, everything is good. They are in the movement of Krishna consciousness. They have connected with Srila Prabhupada. They are eating prasadam only. They follow the regulative principles. They greet each other with Hari Bol. Wonderful. They are good. But they need one thing now. They need this Aikantam. Aikantam means something like, sometimes Sanskrit words are posing a challenge when we want to translate them into our thought system. It means just to be just attached to one thing and to be concentrated on one thing and to have ashakti for this. It means attachment. Attachment means in Sanskrit psychology, ashakti, it means the abhinivesh of the chitta. Abhinivesh means an absorption of your entire consciousness, including the subconscious mind, into something. This is what we need. I think you all will agree with this analysis. Huh? We are still a little diverted, no, in our attention, but Malochan, sometimes we think about this needs to be taken care of. Yes, Hare Krishna. Some of us secretly look movies. Oh. Some of us read secretly. Oh. Some of us are not keeping the rules and regulations extremely good. We sometimes drink a glass of wine. Ooh. And so on. There is still a little disturbance. But let me speak for this crowd. You are all not seeing movies and you are all are very strict in your personal life. Let me give some examples for you. Sometimes we are worried. Sometimes we are maybe envious of others. Sometimes we are attached to our hair. Sometimes we are overeating. Sometimes we are making politics. Sometimes we go at the wrong web page. You know, and things I don't want to know. Psychoanalyze you and your anattas. You know, I have my anattas.
Ashakti is what we need. The absolute attachment to Krishna consciousness. The absorption of our chitta, of our consciousness. And what it is a state of unbreakable attachment. It comes after nishta. Nishta means what? Steadiness. Always on the same. No matter what life throws at us, we are nishta in Krishna consciousness. No up and down like this. That we need. Gop Kumar thinks further to himself. He says, I just know from practical experience, because see, he has reached perfection. Certainly, no means of perfection is superior to the worship of Srimad Madan Gopal's lotus feet than Sankirtan. This worship yields results far beyond one could expect. It should be performed mainly through Nam Sankirtan, along with reverence and affection for the many places of Sri Gopal's pastimes, places one should regularly visit. So here we get an understanding of the sadhana. It's Nam Sankirtan, it's called Sankirtan or Samyakirtan. Samyakirtan means, you know one opinion, one explanation, but there is a second explanation. Sankirtan, Samyakirtan, means kirtan with many, but it means also total kirtan. Total means with everything you have. And the it means your understanding of I have some relationship with Krishna. Here it says, it's kirtan which is done with taste, with some rasa, the bhakti rasa, the kirtan rasa. No? We have sometimes a CD, Kirtan Rasa, and we think, wow, let me buy this CD, Kirtan Rasa, that's what I need. And then we hear the CD, and afterwards we think, is that all? Kirtan Rasa means you have some, rasa is something which happens when in a relationship. No? In a relationship, sometimes a friendly rasa happens. I saw Manu coming. Manu was coming and he has some friendship to some devotees, and he had a big brown bag with him. And I knew what was in that brown bag because I also got something from that brown bag. And he went to his friends who were all already there, had given orders to him, come with your big brown bag, please, on such and such day to Goloka Dham. And you would see how he would pass from the brown bag a little package into the hand of his friends, and the friend just took it like this. It was Siam Shilas, that means black little things. It's like bona fide Krishna conscious chocolate offered to Radha Gopinath with love and devotion, prepared by his exalted mother, who is a devotee like anything, and it is it's extremely, when you put it into the mouth, you know at least as far as eating, I have reached my perfection now. So he gave that in a rasa of friendship, and there was a nodding amongst the friends. Yes, we know what that is. And there was some rasa. Rasa means a certain taste which develops in a relationship. This was an example of friendship, friendship relationship. It's something which is our great need. The Brihadaranyaka Upanishad identifies this greatest need. It is to give love and to accept love. So this was giving prasadam and accepting prasadam. And it was a loving exchange in the mood of friendship. So there's a need which we all have. So when we speak of kirtan rasa, it means a taste which happens in the kirtan, it can and will happen only if you relate to Krishna while you sing. Like Ojashvi explained to us a secret of how he does kirtan. He thinks, every mantra, I'm trying to think, let me make this the nicest mantra and offer it to Krishna. This is how he goes through his kirtan. No mantra, no gift for Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare. And then is you enter a relationship and you don't worry, are there now people around me or are there no people around me? I'm already with the person I'm addressing. That is Krishna. That is satisfying my heart. Here my need for giving love and for receiving love is totally fulfilled in relationship with that Lord. This is how Kirtan Rasa comes. If you have disconnected chanting, you know, just your vocal cord is used, your hand goes over the claps or plays madanga, but you are not chanting for Krishna, with Krishna, you will not experience kirtan rasa, and then you will go for maya rasa, the taste of maya. Bhakti rasa, that saves us. In Lord Krishna's words, you can only give up the lower taste by experiencing what? The higher taste. Higher taste is not just a name of a cookbook in our movement. It's a need in our spiritual life. We need to have the higher taste, the bhakti rasa, to give up the maya rasa. We have Persian listeners. I will say it in Persian. Moyo rasa. They say like this. Moyo, not maya. Somehow they say moyo. I do not know why, but it is like this. Krishna rasa is important. Bhakti rasa is important. Then you can chant. Then your kirtan will never end. That is sankirtan or samyak kirtan. Total or proper kirtan. And Gop Kumar could see that. He could see this. This Brahmana has so many good qualities, but that aikantika, this one concentration he knows. And then he says, how will he have it? Well, he should go to holy places where Gopal had his pastimes. He should have reference for this. And this prema will come. That is what we also try to do here. This is a holy place because Radha Madan Mohan are here. And we are trying to chant here together for Radha Madan Mohan's pleasure. And our desire is that by this we will connect with the Lord and we will feel some bhakti rasa, some devotional feeling. And it is this devotional feeling which will attract or pull Krishna from the altar into our heart. Krishna only comes in a heart where is some devotion, some bhakti, bhakti rasa. This is so important in our lives. Don't just sing. Sing with love in your heart. Do proper kirtan. And of course, that is a big subject. I cannot get into it because time is also there. But the most simple thing is you must somehow connect with Krishna. Therefore, Gop Kumar thinks, this person, I will bring him to the holy places where Gopal had his pastimes. We will go on Tirtha Yatra. We will see this. I will talk about him. And then he will, when he sings the name, he will think of the Lord and he will have this feeling of rasa. But I would like to recommend to you
how you can get this bhakti rasa in kirtan or this kirtan rasa. It is. I would like to direct you to a first class instruction which Prabhupada gave to us. Prabhupada was concerned at one stage about the German yatra in a way which now we all wish would still be a concern. We were expanding very quickly. We had many, many temples like anything. It was like a raging forest fire. The times will come back again. It's just now coming. Prabhupada thought we were expanding too fast. Too many temples opened in too fast time. And he said, now we should not thin the milk, we should thicken the milk, boil the milk. It should be more concentrated, more intense. And he told us in another letter how we should do that, how we should become more substantial in our bhakti. He said, you must read the books. If you don't read these books, after some time there will be no more Haribol, Haribol. He prophesied this. And maybe he had our present times in his mind, because the German devotees have this quality of not reading much in spiritual. I don't know why it is. But maybe it's an international problem. We need to read, and read means we need to know about Krishna and think about Krishna. Today in the evening we will glorify Lord Krishna's effect on Akrura. Akrura will totally enter the Kirtan Ras or the Bhakti Ras. You won't believe what happens to him. I can't tell it. It's a secret now. How it happened. It happened by visiting a holy place, and something came into his heart. So visit the books regularly. They are holy places in this material world. They are, what is a holy place? A holy place is where you find Krishna. So Krishna is available in the transcendental literature, which is there. Study the Bhagavatam. And then when you do your kirtan, start to think of Krishna. How he's so wonderful. How he looks so wonderful. How his lotus feet are so wonderful. And so on. And then how he talks with his friends. How he laughs with them. How he takes picnic with them. Krishna, Krishna. How his belly shakes when he laughs. And you know. Yes, he's the Lord. He's so wonderful. There's so many wonderful items about his personality. And then you will chant with Bhakti Rasa, with Kirtan Rasa, and then there will be Haribol, Haribol for the rest of your life. Hare Krishna. I'm not feeling satisfied here because I want to talk more about the holy name, but what to do? Time is there. Let us chant more. Gaurahari is here. He will announce to us the program so that we can tune ourselves in, because today we need all of you. We want to create a wave of transcendental auspiciousness which goes all throughout Germany and the world, and which will especially empower our heart. That is, you are absolutely necessary. We have already enforcement from Radhadesh. Devotees from Radhadesh have come to give us strength and give the kirtan strength. Today is a very serious day. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Go Premanandi. Hare Hare Bol. Hare Krishna.